tonight. Welcome to the show. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Don't know where you're listening to me, but boy, there is a lot of Mother Nature happening. Sadly, I know I say this all the time, but starting off the show this way, you have to. The weather, for goodness sake, places where I used to live, Arizona and New Mexico, they've had to evacuate about 1,500 people plus, because you have massive winds, and then you've got fires burning all over the place. And you know what that spells? Disaster. You have firefighters pouring in from all over the place to help the people douse these flames, and it's a nightmare. In Texas, they've had a similar thing happen. They're drought-like conditions, so they're just dying for some sort of relief from this, a welcome rain shower or two. And then you look at what's going on with the levees that are falling apart with the Missouri. Northern Missouri, where many of you are listening to America tonight. We get a lot of calls from that area. The water, from what I understand, I talked to someone shortly before he jumped on the air, the surge of water that is being released from the upstream dams is definitely taking a few homes along with it, especially farmland is getting eaten up, lots of cabins, that kind of stuff. And, this is what we saw with the Mississippi, too, as well. In fact, there's one area where I had the pleasure of going one time called Big Lake, and it's a small, I mean, just small but beautiful, maybe about 100 miles, give or take, just north of Kansas City. Just beautiful, beautiful place, a state park, and probably not too many, maybe residents that stay there all year round, I don't know, maybe 200, 300 or so, but just a beautiful area. A lot of that was eaten up by the Missouri River and what they're doing. And, of course, the water levels are rising. Sunday afternoon it was just a disastrous proportion. So then you had the Nebraska Public Power folks having a flood alert situation for the nuclear power plant. Somebody called in even and talked about this last week. And so we checked into this a little bit more to see what's happening there. And it's the Cooper Nuclear Power Plant. It's near Brownsville, Nebraska. So with the Missouri River rising, there is some serious concerns here. There have been a handful of emergency, what they call notifications, right? The plant is still operating at full capacity, and they say there's no threat, but boy, we've heard that before. And I think it's a scary thing. And there's another nuclear plant along that river in eastern Nebraska, and of course, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, there was concerns about there. They issued another alert there, and that's been shut down since April, and they say it won't be reactivated until the flooding subsides because they're so concerned about what could possibly happen when you've got the water flowing over a levee and into the farmland and then near these plants. Wow. Even part of 159, if anybody knows where that is, which is kind of near that Big Lake area. It is in that Big Lake area. You got water just pouring. Imagine this. I mean, just think of this for a second. I know all of you have been to some sort of a state park. I don't care where you're from. New Hampshire, Illinois, Minnesota, Texas. I mean, our country is littered with gorgeous state parks. You know when you're driving, barreling down on that state park and you're on the highway closest to it. Imagine you're doing that because it's a weekend and water is pouring over the road. That's what was happening on 159. So I feel you if you're out there and you're dealing with these conditions. And I know we say this every single show. And I think as Americans, we can all relate to it. It is Mother Nature. How do you control the beast? And the answer is really you can't. You can only be prepared. And how do you prepare yourself for winds shifting and the sudden announcement that, goodness, 4 miles down the road, fire is ripping up houses in a nearby development. So we got to get out of here. And that's what it's been like for a lot of people. the past 4 or 5 months have been just disastrous for so many Americans. All right, I'm going to shift gears, talk a little politics at the top. I'll tell you what, if I could be a fly on the wall at the 19th hole, you know where I would have wanted to be over the weekend? Well, I can think of a couple places, but one of them would have been out at Andrews Air Force Base, the golf course, one of the golf courses out there, because you had an interesting foursome teeing it up and playing a round of golf. And, of course, heavily photographed, so you might have seen if you were looking through the internet. In fact, if you went to americatonight.net, I wrote a little blurb on it and made a little funny about skins anybody, because I was wondering if they were wagering at all. But what was that conversation like between President Barack Obama, House Speaker John Boehner, who invited an Ohio buddy, the Republican Governor John Cassis, who is a budget slasher to no end. At least he's done that in his home state of Ohio. And then you throw in Joe Biden for good measure. Because if you wanted someone to put their foot in their mouth, even on the golf course, there's always a chance Biden could do that. Gee, what do you think they were talking about? Violations of the War Powers Act? The deficit? Maybe even they threw in a few wiener jokes. Although that might not have been kosher. Not sure. But they were out at the Andrews Air Force Base golf course, one of them, playing over the weekend on Saturday. And I'm thinking, wow, John Boehner was going hard and heavy after the president on the fact that he violated the War Powers Act and wanted a response to that. And this is all over Libya, by the way. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's the Libya and what's going on there. And the president is picking a big fight with Congress. He is not backing down on Libya and saying that he's followed it all the way along the way you're supposed to do it. Because there's always seems to be this tension when it comes to what is war and how much leeway should the president have. Boehner wanted answers, and he didn't get the answers he was satisfied with. So I'm thinking at some point when they were looking over the scorecard, this had to come up. Because this is a clash, and this is a clash that was big headlines all last week. What do you think they said to each other? Do you think Obama said, get off my back? I'll give you this if you give me that. We know one thing, they weren't glitter bombed. Do you hear about being glittered? Does anyone know what being glittered entails? Michelle Bachmann can tell you all about that. Over the weekend while they were playing golf, she was getting bombed. She was out at a conservative blogger conference when someone came up to her and doused her with these rainbow flecks of plastic. Just threw them right at her. And apparently what it is, when you get glitter bombed, it's when you have a record of being anti-gay in any kind of measures you've supported. And, of course, Bachmann supports the anti-gay marriage initiative, so they've glitter bombed her. Who knew? What is that about? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Tonight, well, everybody knows I have a dream car, but I haven't revealed what it is. So I thought, what a perfect time to do this when we've got the master of the automotive world, Bob Long, on with us. He's a host of Auto World, and you can check out autoworldradio.com. He talks about everything when it comes to cars, all kinds of things, selling new and used cars, looking at some of the hot, new, sexy machines that are coming out, pretty much everything and anything. Bob, thanks for spending some time on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right, do you have a dream car?
Oh, I've got a bunch. You know, I'm always playing fantasy lottery. If I win the lottery, I get to buy five cars. What are they going to be? So, you know, I love the unobtainable. I love the Ferraris and the Aston Martins, and I love the new Mercedes SLS. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to a ZR1 Corvette. I wouldn't be opposed to, oh, some of the ridiculously expensive supercars. I just love exotic cars and dream cars.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's funny, you mentioned a couple that would make my list, and then you just hit it. You said Mercedes-Benz. Benz, the SLS AMG, unbelievable, this baby. You'd probably know more about the car than me. It goes 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds. It has those cool doors, that the gull wing doors that open up. And then somebody told me, you know, if this car were to be in an accident or flip over or whatever, they literally, they have, I guess, explosive charges. I thought they were kidding me. Explosive charges, that's right, that are hidden in the hinges. What does that do?
Exactly. It blows those gull wings off. and this is inspired by the original gull wing, which came out in the 50s, the 300SL. So this is a modern interpretation of that as a nice 6.3-liter normally aspirated engine. And it's actually a relative bargain because the car it replaces was called the SLR McLaren Mercedes. Cost $400,000. This one you can have for a shad over $200,000. Unless you want the convertible, which is upcoming, that's going to be a little bit more. So it's a bargain supercar.
Yeah, bargain. I like the way you said it. Yeah, I'm just waiting to win the lottery too, Bob. Bargain, sure. Yeah, if I win the lottery, I'm going to get my man, Matt Johnson, a car. And I think he'd be perfect in the Corvette ZR1. I love this puppy, too, and it's not quite as expensive. And I don't, are Corvettes still pretty, is that the car that people still fantasize about, too, on a lower level, I guess?
Yeah, well, Corvettes have, you know, kind of snuck up a little bit in price over the years, but they've got something for everybody. I mean, there's a base one at 50, there's a Grand Sport at about 65, a 505 horsepower Z06 in the $70,000-$80,000 range, and then you go to the one we're going to get mad here, the ZR1. This is the most powerful engine ever put in a production General Motors vehicle. It's 630 horsepower, do 0 to 60 in the threes. It will do over 200 miles an hour, carbon fiber pieces on it. The paint alone on that car, you know, costs a couple of $1,000 a gallon, and it's about $120,000. So another bargain.
Yeah, I like that, another bargain. Hey, I know you've spent time with Jay Leno, and he's I had a chance to meet him one time, and he's a huge car fanatic, a huge car nut. What does he have in his garage? What are, you know, his bevy of beauties? What does he have?
Jay Leno has a real eclectic collection of not only cars but motorcycles, but it runs the gamut. I mean, Jay has a fondness for weird stuff. He's got steam-powered vehicles. He's got electric vehicles. He's got fire engines. You know, he's got muscle cars. He loves some of the old classics like Duesenbergs and old Bentleys. But he has modern-day cars, too, kind of the hallmark of 90s supercars, the McLaren F1, which cost $1 million back then. Nowadays, on the used market, they're about $4 million. Jay has one of those. He's got an SLS, I'll tell you that. He does not have the world's most expensive car, which is the Bugatti Veyron, which is a 16-cylinder, four-turbocharged beast of a vehicle that will go more than 260 miles an hour. Cost you $2.3 million. He does not have one of those, but he's got just about everything else that you can imagine, and including a lot of custom-built stuff. I know he's got a vehicle that General Motors did for him with one of his older vehicles. It's an old Oldsmobile Toronado, and they put modern-day Corvette mechanicals under the hood, so it's a screamer. Jay's amazing.
Are dream cars, do you think, Bob, mostly what men, you know, men fantasize about cars more than women, or no, that's kind of, we're kind of bridging that gender gap thing?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you probably averaged it out, probably more men do fantasize about these dream cars than women. But certainly if you get into the Hollywood set, the acting and the musical artists, I mean, a lot of these folks that have the means to have these kind of cars, you know, it's almost like a piece of jewelry for them. They've got to have it. But I think it's universal. Everybody has a dream car, even if it's sometimes I'll ask people on my program, you know, what would you love to own? And some of them will say, you know, a high-end Ford F-150 pickup truck. It just all depends on what floats your boat. But interesting that we're seeing a little bit of hybrid technology meld into the supercar realm. Porsche is introducing this car for 2013. It's called the 918 Spyder. And it combines a 500-horsepower V8 engine with four electric motors at each wheel. And when it's in electric mode, it actually gets about 99 miles to the gallon. But when it's in full-out performance mode, the two combinations, the 500-horsepower plus about 250-horsepower from the electric, you end up with a 750-horsepower vehicle, which is amazing. And Jag has an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous car. It's called the X75. They're only going to make about 100 of them a year, and it too will meld technology with a normal gasoline engine and electric wheels. The Porsche is $845,000 and the Jag is $700,000. So get in line. They're not going to make that many.
I love that. So for all the people that are listening to us right now, just like, oh, you're depressing me. You mentioned this, rock stars and people in the movie industry, because they make big salaries, like they can afford it. Like you, I love the way you described it. It's like a piece of jewelry. So are we seeing a lot of these cars mostly on the West Coast, or no, you can see them in other places, but the bulk is on the West Coast?
Yeah, a lot in California. Certainly when it comes to athletes, anywhere in the country. The problem is, you know, the hockey players and the baseball players can fit into a lot of these supercars, but the basketball players and the football players can't. I know Shaquille O'Neal actually had a stretch version of a Lamborghini done for him because he just simply could not fit behind the wheel. So he went to the extra added expense over the Lamborghini, which was already, you know, $350,000. He had to pay a couple of extra $100,000 to have somebody make a customized stretch version for him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just in California a couple of months ago, and one thing I did notice, and this is not one of these big, expensive dream cars, but I noticed a lot of young, good-looking guys, it just happened to be, as I was looking on the 101, were driving those Chevrolets, the Camaros, uh-huh, that you see on Hawaii Five-O. And somebody in L.A. told me, well, of course, this is Hollywood, and Hawaii Five-O is popular. A lot of young people watch it, and so that's what they're getting.
It's true. And the Camaro's been a huge hit for Chevrolet, you know, coming back after an absence. They've had a lot of what they call conquest buyers, people that never would have bought a Chevy product, let alone a Camaro, get into the Camaro. So that's been a big hit. And, of course, all the muscle cars, these modern-day incarnations of the Mustang, the GT, the upcoming Boss, the Shelby GT500, the Dodge Challenger, which looks like it stepped out of 1971. The SRT8 variant is the hottest one there. 470 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, you know, with all the luxury and convenience features, about 25 miles to the gallon. The golden age of vehicles. It really is, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding. And some of these hot cars, will you think you'll ever, well, you look at the engines, will you ever see these be electric cars?
Well, as a matter of fact, the SLS, they're going to make an E version, an all-electric version of that. It's probably going to be about $500,000. Fisker is a gentleman. Henrik Fisker used to be head designer for Aston Martin, and he has his own company. It's called Fisker Automotive, F-I-S-K-E-R. And he has a very beautifully styled sedan called the Karma, which is an electric vehicle with a gasoline backup power plant. That's a beautiful car. It's only about $80,000.
Yeah. Gee, only $80,000. Yeah, nothing. All right, America Tonight listeners, what are your dream cars? 800-259-5791. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend, Bob Long from Auto World. Check him out, autoworldradio.com. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you, Kate. You're the best.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
You have a dream car in mind? When you put your head on the pillow at night and finally crash, is there a car you're dreaming about? I bet you you've got a car in mind. I said mine was that Mercedes-Benz SLS that we just talked about. It has those crazy gull wings. And then finding out that if the car flips over, that the explosive charges that are in the hinges blow the doors off, I thought was just really a cool thing. It wouldn't be cool to have that happen to the car. But the fact that it goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, and just the look of the car, it doesn't really even look like a Mercedes. I mean, I guess it does in a sense, but then with the gull wings. And there are a slew of other cars that I would point to. Even I'm a little bit of a Corvette person. We were going back and forth there talking about the Corvette, and I said Matt Johnson, that would be the car that I would get him. I mean, it is a super, super car. It is what they describe as a fire-breathing beast in some of the articles that I've read about it, but everybody has one. I mean, I know that all of you listening have some car, and it doesn't necessarily have to be one of these big, sexy machines that we're talking about. It could be just something else. Maybe it is some kind of a truck. Maybe it is something that isn't along the lines of a Lexus or a Mercedes or a Jag. So I thought we'd have a little fun and open it up. 800-259-5791, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know my ride. What's your ride? Matt, if you could have any car, and money isn't an object, you could have any car, what would your car be?
I mean, when I dream about getting a car, and I know you said money's no object, but I want to keep it in a little bit of perspective. And so, you know, like the Bugatti, like I'm not going to spend $2 million on a car. But I always thought it would be really cool to own a DeLorean because it's the time machine.
Yeah.
And I've always really liked, ever since I was a little kid, I've always loved the 57 Chev with the big tail fins on it. And I think another old kind of classic car And it's actually on the show Entourage. It's a 65 Continental with the suicide doors. So I think those are my three where maybe instead of getting one awesome, you know, $300,000 car, I'd maybe get those three cars.
All right, that's pretty good. I like the Entourage car, too, by the way, and it's in black. I like the
right.
way that that looks.
With
it's
the
cool,
suicide
and it's a convertible.
Doors. Yep.
Yeah, I like the convertible. I'm a convertible person, too. I think it's interesting because I've never really driven a convertible. The time that we took the show to Hawaii, everybody on the island, they rent. They have different cars. You can tell everybody has rental cars because it's a, every year, I guess, it's a different kind of rental car. And the Sebring was really big, so you'd be driving around the island, and you'd go to a grocery store, you'd go somewhere, and you'd see all these Sebrings lined up, and you just had to remember what color yours was. What was a convertible? And I liked it, except for that, boy, and I have long hair. Your hair's a mess when you get out of that thing, even when you're not driving that fast. So then I thought, well, what about the hassle with the up and the down? But I still have to say, I liked driving a convertible, so I would kind of lean toward a convertible, too, if I had other choices. Now, there was a car that Bob mentioned. Maybe some of you have a facsimile of this, or this would be your dream car, and it wouldn't really break the bank if you had a decent payday, like if you won a small token lottery, or you were out at the Indian casino gambling and you got lucky on the slot machines. The Ford Shelby GT 500. I think he said the GT 500, but I've seen that one. And that's like, you know, you could probably get that for 40-something, you know, 47, maybe even less than that. And that is a sweet-looking car, too. I like that car. That's a good-looking car. And I read in some magazine when I was looking at cars that the way they described it is that the Mustang's engine is like the roar of God. It's like the roar of God. It's a beautiful-looking car. I mean, just beautiful. You know, here's the thing. You look at these possibilities of cars, like I'm thinking, I guess if money's no object, it's a whole different deal. But if you're driving around a Lamborghini or you're driving around one of these other cars that are costing you an arm and a leg, how worried are you about getting any kind of a scratch or a dent or anything in that car? Let's face it, we're going to tool around and take it to the mall. You take your girlfriend or your wife in your Lamborghini to the mall, and where are you parking the car that you're not afraid someone's going to fling open their door and slam into your fancy ride? I guess you just have to, have the money to pony up and valet everywhere you go, for fear that what would happen to it. I would be scared to death, actually, now that I think of it, that somebody would do the door ding thing to me.
Well, then you got to be the guy that no one likes and double park it.
Oh, no. Then somebody, there's a thing, folks, and I know you all know what it's called. It's called keying a car.
Yep.
Oh, and if you've ever had a car keyed, now, I'm a good driver, and I don't do that nonsense with the parking. So I've never had anyone key my car, but I have seen cars when I've gone by them that have that scrape down the side, and you know it's been keyed.
But if you got a really like an old classic car, something like that, and you double park it, I totally understand that. But I hate these other jerks who just think they're kind of above it all, and they'll take whatever, I don't know, what, like their Toyota Camry, and they're double parking that so they don't get a door ding. You know,
that's bad.
That's asking for it.
Karma
will catch up with you.
That is. You know what they say about karma? And if you do have a ride like Matt just described and you're doing that, and how many people have Camrys, you are just playing the lottery with the fact that you're probably going to get dinged. Or if you're not lucky, if you're even the luck is worse, you'll get that crazy key thing where someone keys the car. You know, it's interesting. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, and I said you could call or send me an email, too, americatonight.net. I know a lot of you third shifters that like to listen to the show on Sunday don't want to get fired, so you often send emails. You can go ahead and send me the email. I know I'm going to get a bunch of email on this. Or you can jingle the numbers 800-259-5791. So if you go to the website americatonight.net, you can see me. I'm actually waving to you the miracle of the webcam and pal talk. And Jack from Down Under says, how about, he's saying I could buy it for him, a Shelby Cobra KR500 Super Snake with the 800 horsepower supercharged engine. Thus my point that all men have a dream car, and you even know the full description of whatever the engine is, whatever the horsepower is. And that's part of it. I think part of it is really having something that has what I call a lot of guts, a lot of pickup. When you say 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds, excuse me, that's like when you're in California where a lot of these cars are and you have that horrific traffic and you go to switch lanes and you have that instant pickup. So there's a little slot, boom, you're in the slot because you can easily shift over. And I guarantee these cars with this great pickup, that's exactly what's happening there, because how many places are you getting to open up the car? Where are you getting to really feel the full throttle of the horsepower of some of these sweet machines that we've talked about, where you're not going to get busted? Where, you know, how are you explaining that to a cop? You see, I have this sweet ride, and, you know, this thing goes this fast, and I haven't been able to open up the beast. So I decided on the way to Palm Springs from Los Angeles, there wasn't very much traffic, and I was going to open it up. Or on the way from L.A. to Las Vegas, a lot of open road there. Now, many people listening, you're part of my beloved flyover states, you know you have those back roads, and you probably know where you could get away with that, the more open country area. And that's, we used to ride motorcycles, and that's what would happen, where we would be able to open it up, maybe in New Mexico, for example. I can think of some great highway, stretches of highway there, where you would probably have zero chance of getting nabbed for speeding, and that's what we would do. We knew where the stretches were, where you wouldn't have traffic, and you're not endangering anybody except for yourself. A little bit different on a motorcycle. However, same thing applies to the car. So I thought it's interesting because I really believe that the dream machine exists for a lot of people, that it's just some of us are car crazy, even if we don't right now own anything particularly what I would call sexy, but you have a reliable kind of car. Because for most of us, it's really about reliability. But if you had the choice of having several cars and you had a garage where you could have a couple of different things, you know, imagine you've got a Ferrari in that garage. Imagine that. Imagine 3.3 seconds, 0 to 60. Horsepower, 562. If you have the Ferrari 458 Italia. And that's a pretty, pretty awesome looking car too. But in red and in the wrong kind of traffic, oh, you are just asking. You are raising your hand. Please, please give me a ticket. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will ride you.
As we head to the exits from hour one, we started off talking about Mother Nature. Here it was Father's Day. Happy belated Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. I hope you got to spend it with children or got phone calls, e-cards, or had at least some semblance of a Father's Day. Very, very important, I think, to recognize the men in so many people's lives. For me, my father was killed when I was young, when I was 8, but I had someone in my life who was exactly like a father, who paid so much attention to me and was there for me always, and he knows who he is. HR and just a wonderful influence on my life, and I'm sure all of you, or at least I hope a big chunk of you, had the experience of having somebody in your life to take you to the game, to give you a few lessons on what to look out for, some of the potholes that you might hit in life. I can only hope that you had those kind of experiences, or if you didn't, that you're passing them on, to your own children. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. So we started off the hour talking about Mother Nature, an unmasculine thing. The Arizona fires, jumping the highways, hitting the canyons, the evacuations in New Mexico and Arizona, how sad that is because of the winds. The winds have wreaked havoc there, and also the Missouri River, and the fact that some of the levees have burst open, of course, and had to be pushed open, and the evacuations there as a result of it. So we move to a couple of other things that make what I call odds and ends, something that might have happened that you didn't see while you were sleeping or enjoying time with your family. And one of the things that happened over the weekend that was interesting, if you're keeping track of what's going on with the Republicans, the fact that you started off the week having a debate, or more like a town hall. It was more like a town hall, more like that kind of a discussion. And there was no firing back and forth on each other, just on Obama. Well, Texas Congressman Ron Paul captured 40% of the vote at a Republican conference over the weekend, a straw poll vote in New Orleans. And this is after losing by just one vote to Mitt Romney last year. So think about that. Runs away with it, 40% this year. The audience went crazy for Ron Paul, at least a big chunk of them anyway. And so there were supporters there for him, and there were some detractors, because Mitt Romney has become the favorite so far, which I don't understand. I understand from people thinking the business side of things, but I don't think Mitt Romney is a guy, honestly, who can knock off Barack Obama. So Mitt Romney, who didn't go to the conference, got 5% of the vote. Michelle Bachmann ended up with 13%. Herman Cain, 7%. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who's had a terrible couple of weeks, got 5% of the vote. And Sarah Palin, who's not even in the race, gets 3% of the vote. What's interesting is the fact that, hey, Paul got 40% of the vote. How about that? He's got a massive following. There are a lot of people who really like the ideas of Ron Paul. And I've said this before, there are some things that Ron Paul has talked about that I think are so dead on the money. And when you think of money and the Federal Reserve and the problems that we keep coming back to, that's one of his things. And that's where Ron Paul is head and shoulders above everyone else. And also because Ron Paul says, forget Afghanistan, forget Libya, forget all of that, because we cannot afford financially to continue to give all this foreign aid. We can't do it. We're killing ourselves, literally. And he wasn't afraid to cut through the clutter and say that, because that's kind of risky. I like that about Ron Paul, too. So he had the crowd there. This is a straw poll at a Republican conference. And all these things start to add up and matter. And it's just fascinating that Romney, who's considered to be the front runner, only got 5%. 5%. And then there's talk also, too, that Rick Perry, the Texas governor, is considering a presidential run. And he was out talking, and he was out at this conference, and he was taking jabs at Obama, and he talked about conservative core principles, and he called for voters to be ready to elect Republican leaders and whatnot. And during his speech, people were screaming, run, Rick, run. But, boy, Rick Perry is not the guy to run either. Maybe he's the second guy on the ticket, but he's not the right guy to take this either and go up against Obama. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Okay, it's funny because I was just going to ask about you and Governor Perry. You've lived in Texas for how long now?
On and off for about 10 years.
So what is your positives and your negatives on?
I don't think Rick Perry's the guy to do it at all. I think he, with the state of Texas, remember, he's the one who wanted to secede, you know, basically secede from the union. Oh, we're sick of this, blah, blah, blah. I don't think, while some of the things that he's done for Texas have been okay, lately he's in the middle of what everybody else is in the middle of. What do you do with education, and what about the cuts and whatnot? Rick Perry just, to me, does not have enough enough juice, I think, to beat Obama. I don't think he has. He got some national buzz over that. Texas is going to secede because we're sick of what's happening with the federal government. And he is all about smaller government. But I don't think he could beat Obama. So no, I don't think he's the right guy.
Well, I saw him speak, and I was impressed. The guy that I really like and is not running is Alan West, Colonel West.
Oh, I like West too. I like him a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to speak right
yep.
to the point there, and he doesn't have a problem speaking either. You know.
No.
So that Arab guy tried to say that the Quran was all about, you know, love, and he just
yeah.
blew him up. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, if you don't like Paris, that's got to count for something then, because if you lived there during his reign.
No, and he was the second, you know what, he was considered the weaker link to Bush. I mean, Bush was the guy who got elected, and he was like the backup guy. He, you know, and granted, he was the lieutenant governor and then became governor, but he's not the guy to lead the nation. He's not. I mean, some of what he's done in Texas have been okay, but I don't think he's on the
national
level.
Well, give me something bad then, because the first thing you said when I said Rick Perry, you said, So, and could you describe the
Well, I don't think he's a uniter. I don't think he's a uniter. I don't think he's. I think he's. You know, he stands for conservative kind of principles, but like he did something where there were problems in Texas with the wildfires, and his solution was we'll just pray about it for a day. There's nothing wrong with prayer and say, boo, we got our fingers crossed and say your prayers. But that's the way he set that up, I thought. And that was his answer. That was what he came back with when the fires were raging out of control. Now, granted, things were done. I'm not saying that nothing was done. But I don't think he's the right guy. I just don't think he's the guy.
All right. Well, that's got to count for something. And thank you very
much.
I'm not giving you enough.
Know,
talk to you later. And happy Father's Day to all the guys out there.
Absolutely. You know, it was on Father's Day back in '88 that Ronald Reagan said, "Children, vulnerable and dependent, desperately need security, and it has ever been a duty and a joy of fatherhood to offer it. Being a father requires strength and more than a little courage to preserve, to fight discouragement, and to keep working for the family. So keep persevering."